Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Saturday, January the 28th, 2023. And I have the honor to have Charlene Renee, a nurse, former nurse, a spiritual warrior, a targeted individual, someone comes from a royal family that was intentionally targeted, like I'm being targeted as a whistleblower. Other people are being targeted for whatever reason, like Debbie Davis and others, targets. And others, friends, without speaking their names, or throughout this world, targets. I've been around for 38 and a half years doing what I'm doing by the grace of God. Most whistleblowers are dead. There's over 100 that I'm aware of and came to know they're all dead. And I've seen and heard from the Christian community and friends that are Christians and really faithful to God. I've heard, oh, we're going to, you know, the end times, you know, everybody was screaming, yelling around the 2000 time frame. And of course, Rockefeller, one of the 12 disciples of Satan's cousins, sent me an email that's seen punch on StuWeb. Email from Rockefeller, and take a look at it. The time of the beginning is the end. Well, 2000 wasn't it. 2010 wasn't it. 2020 wasn't it. 2022 wasn't it. But now we're at 223. We're at 2023. And a super spook, Otis Johnson, told me that through CERN, before they murdered him in 1997, he worked for General Flynn at the NSA, when Flynn was in charge at the White House. Here's the point. He said to me they saw in the CERN space-time, the devil. They're always looking in there to figure out what they're going to do to mankind to destroy us. And they saw that between 2022, the end of 2021 estimated time frame through 2025, these events would take place. Two stars would pellet Earth. That's Wormwood and his sister star. And Otis was a Christian. He believed it also. But he said before 2025, we would have a fireball six times the size of the Earth hit the Earth. It'd be the end of us. Well, I don't know where that's going to come about. I don't know. They see it, the demonic side, through their CERN supercollider in Switzerland. But I see it as a Christian and still being alive because of the grace of God only. And I'll tell you, he's beat me up and hit me upside the head with a baseball bat lately a couple, three times to wake me up to things. And I think I'm pretty much on top of it now. And I'm going to stay on top of it because we are pushed to wire. This is Stu Webb's opinion. As a Christian, are we down to the last of days? Yes, we are. It is the end. It's the Bible being fulfilled, the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel. It goes on and on and on and on and on throughout the Old and New Testament. These things would happen, but yet nobody knows the hour or the day because we do not. The key is, at this point, is prayer. And it's prayer and moving mountains with your prayer because of your faith. It comes down to that now. It's your soul that the devil is after. He's after you as a human being. He's electrocuting us to death right now. And I'm calling it Satan's antenna. You're walking around as Satan's antenna. And you don't have to be his antenna where he aims at you and bam, you are toast. Now, we've gone beyond in EMFs. We've gone beyond any blockage. There's no Faraday shield out there available. There's no material. I've looked at this. My expert here, Charlene, that brought it to my attention, and she's worked with me hand in hand for weeks on this stuff. And she's done it for months and years and looking at all this. There's no Faraday shield. You can buy one for $5,000 to $6,000, hang over your bed and all the bullshit. It's a fiber. You can buy it off of Walmart for $200. And do it yourself and sew it together. But is it working? No. Because what they did is when they installed these 5G towers, they call them, all across America over the past few years, they had beyond that. It's always, they are so far advanced, the demonic side, running our governments of the world, and running the leaders of the world and telling them what to do, and they're obeying them. Oh, Satan's game and plan for the destruction of the human race. Well, we have a short period of time, so you better start doing your prayers. You better be right with God. You better be ready to. Now, I never believed in Thessalonians 2, which is the rapture, but there's something coming, because he's going to take us into another timeline, people. He's going to do something, and I'm not sure what it is, but I know it's going to happen, because he's protecting me and keeping me alive and telling me, still, you do it my way. If you don't, you're cooked. I've already been down that path. Now, there are certain things that Charlene has brought to my attention that we can do, because we are walking antennas of Satan. In other words, there's this Faraday shield doesn't work. It's copper shooting the copper in your body now. This has gone to 6G. It's a military type of weapon being used against us, which our government is being run by Satan. And its dominions, the 12 disciples of Satan, the 12 above the presidents, Al Martin, Iran-Contra whistleblower, used to remind me. And one of them was my ex-wife's father in Denver, Leonard Millman, that's now dead. And the entity that lived in him, according to Otis and others, lived for thousands of years before it occupied Leonard. Now it's occupying Larry Mizell. Now, Mizell is one of the 12 disciples of Satan, along with Rockefeller, Rothschild, Anzwar ben Sheri, the head rabbi, Pope Benedict that died a little while ago. Something jumped from him to somebody else. And the list goes on and on and on. And I've named them before. These are the ones that are above the president. These are the ones telling Biden what to do. They're the ones telling the U.S. Congress what to do. Except for a few congressmen and senators that seem to be on the American people's side, seem to be constitutionalists, the ones speaking out, but they really have no power without your help. Your help is you don't even have to raise a finger. The whole key is, and Charlene's going to explain it to you, it's the power of God. It's called prayer against the enemy. And you better also be protected from Satan's antenna. We are at 6G plus, they have up to 12, maybe 20 in these towers that they just pop us. So they're melting your copper in your body and lighting you up. Now, she's turned me on to something that removes the radiation. She turned me on to something that heals tissue, like me and my body. Okay, I drank for 2 years pretty heavy with all the pressure I'm underneath. I haven't touched any more ever again. That's a promise to God. Now, I've been batted upside the head because of it. And I was pretty friggin' sick between radiation poison and all the other stuff and taking carnivora, which I will recommend to anybody. That's one thing, and this other is this potassium iodide that removes radiation. But Charlene, you've also turned me on to the fact that we got to do salt baths. I want you to explain that, and also the borax that's in 20 mule team that you can find at Target and other places off the internet. Now, you're the expert. You're healing me up. You're healing up. You're healing up Debbie Davis. You're healing up a few other people that I've turned it on to and the whole bit that are doing it. You're on top of this. And God's put you here for a reason. You're screaming from the rooftop, from the top of the trees and the tops of the mountains. You're screaming to the American people. Now, I'm going to do shows with you all week. I'll be doing other people, but I'm going to do a show every day with you, hopefully, or every few days. The last one we did has been almost a week ago, and it was supposedly going to be up with all these links that you sent me. But because I've been pretty sick, I've been able to now, again, take over and take control of certain things that had to be done. Thanks to you, Charlene, and your formulas. So I want you to tell the American.
I'm so glad I could help you.
I want you to tell the people what they got to do to protect themselves. I just talked about all the shields don't work. None of this works. What do they need to do to get the radiation in so they aren't Satan's antenna? And second, about the power of prayer and what needs to be done now, because we're down to soul catching time. I mean, in my opinion, we are living at the last of days. We're going to see such events take place because they're going to cashless society by June. America is no more credit, no more debit. You got the mark of the beast if you took the shot because you have the chip. Pfizer sat there and said at the World Davis Conference of all these pigs, Soros types. Anyway, what did they say? He says, oh yeah, there's a chip in all of our vaccinations we put out. So everybody took a vaccination has a chip. Is that the mark of the beast? Is that your future buy or sell? If you didn't get your shot, you can't buy or sell because the bank accounts are not going to have cash by June of this year, is the intent of Larry Mizell, that owns the U.S. Treasury now through BlackRock, Blackstone, Silverado Savings and Loan, Drug Money, Laundry, Pete Peterson, and the Council of Foreign Relations to buy up shopping centers in America for Milman. Then they created Financial Corp in 1997, and it's either BlackRock or Blackstone. The rest was drug money from Iran-Contra with the MENA, Arkansas, the Clintons, the Bushes, the Ollie North, the whole bit. All dirty money took over your treasury. That can all be taken away from them legally. But is the government going to do that? No, they're not going to do it. So how do you do it? We've got to do it through the power of prayer. We knock the crap out of these people. That we are on the bottom line. They've rebuilt the temple in Israel. It's in Davis, south of the Wailing Wall, which is Roman Empire. It was their old fort. It isn't some holy ground. It's the Roman fort. But they fool the Christians and the Jews and everybody believing it is. When it's south of there, they just put up a new temple within the past 2 years. And the Antichrist is going to occupy the place and declare himself to be God. And they're already putting out Israeli papers for 2 years, paid prescription off of the internet, that the Messiah, the Jews' Messiah, the Antichrist, the devil himself in human form, is walking the streets and they've seen him. And he's going to declare himself to be God soon. This has been in the papers in Israel for 2 years, folks. You figure out the timeline you're in. It's your soul and it's your planet, and you can take control of it. It only takes a few people to come together, and he's in your midst, two or more. So, Charlene, I'm going to hand it over to you and let you complete the show.
Okay. Well, the first thing that people need to understand, especially if they are Christian, that as soon as you become a Christian and your heart breaks for Jesus Christ, you are now an enemy. You're an enemy of the court. You're an enemy of anybody who does not believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. So, we got to remember, especially for a Christian, and the closer your walk is with Jesus, and the more you pray to your Father in heaven, the more you become an enemy. This is when the devil wants to attack you the most. And as soon as people find out that you are a Christian, they will tempt you. And they say, ha ha, look, you were a Christian and you did this and that. But when that happens, you've got to fall on your face and pray and ask for forgiveness and move on with your life, because God already knows, our Father in heaven already knows, that as soon as you start following Jesus, that you will, and this is Ephesians 6:12, you will wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the powers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So if you listen to that real close, it is people he's not. You know, it is them. But they will conjure up all kinds of demons to come after Christians. They do it to Muslims and Jewish people too, because if they're strong in their faith, they're gonna be attacked. They're gonna be attacked by demonic spirits and demonic evil things here on this earth. There's some things that you can do, because we found out that the weapons that have been formed to hurt us, what happens is we grow an infection on our skin, and the worse the infection gets, the more they can target you. And I recently found out that people who hear voices, mental health will always try to give these people a diagnosis of schizophrenia or bipolar or something horrible like that, when really it is this infection. And so it's a low grade of electricity that is put on the skin, basically is it being radiated. The worse that infection gets on your skin, the more they can target you. So I found out that once this infection goes away, once you cure this infection, and it is a biofilm on your skin, and you cannot see it, but once it starts going away, it'll look like a sunburn peeling off. And I've got the information on that. And hopefully it'll be posted up through under this program, so people can look at what they have to do to get this infection off their skin and out of their body, because we're breathing it in, so it's in our body and it's on our skin. So I found out, this is a few years ago, about the baths that will really help. And for me, when I was a child, my mother gave me potassium iodide and iodine, and that helped to clear up infection. And I remember taking that as a child, because I was targeted then and I had infection. The name of that is Carlisle Rubello's potassium iodine, and it's in a solution of water. It is a solution of 2% USP, 94% water, potassium iodide 4%, and iodine 2%. And that will clear up the infection that's in your body, and it will also get the radiation out. So what they do is they attack your thyroid, and so you've got this bad radiation in your thyroid, and of course that goes all over your body. And if you have any kind of sinus issues, you'll have sinus infection. And I just found out that a few months ago that you can use honey in your nostrils to get rid of this horrible infection that they cause. The sound of all of this that they put at your ears will go right into your sinuses, your nostrils, and it's horrible. But these kids that are being diagnosed with schizophrenia, they need the honey. They need the honey if they have any kind of infection in their sinuses. Here they can use it for that too, but the best thing is to take that potassium iodide, because we're being radiated anyway. We are being radiated from our smart meters, and even if you have an analog meter, so much radiation does come off of that too. We're being radiated by the cell towers, we're being radiated by the power grid, we're being radiated by everything. It's just so much radiation. generation, everybody now, just about everybody, have a cell phone, they hold that in their hand, they're putting it up to their head, and they're radiated by that too, radiated by the TV, and people who sit in front, it's been a proven fact that people who sit in front of the TV all day, get cancer faster, because they're being radiated from their TV. So the best thing to do is try to protect your thyroid at this point and take the potassium iodide. Just if you're not having bad symptoms, even just a couple drops in a glass of water is better than none. If you have a cell phone, you ought to be taking potassium iodide a couple drops at least once a week to get the radiation out of your body.
I'm swearing by it because the Charlene here turned me on to it. It took me off my deathbed recently, folks. I have never been this sick except when I was hit with anthrax and cyanide combined and poison. Go ahead, Charlene.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you're well. You're getting well. So one other thing that people can do is get vapor rubs. And rub it all over their body. After you get out the shower, rub it on like you would a moisturizer cream. That will clear up any kind of toenail infection, fingernail infection. If you just rub it on your skin, it will kill this infection. Another thing you can do. If you choose to do the bath soak, you got to do it every day. You got to do it every day for 7 days, and then when it, you know, starts to grow back, you'll have to do it again. So that bath takes Epsom salt, 20 Neotin borax, and the powdered potassium iodide. And that is for people who have this infection on their skin really, really bad. And later I'll give you the information on how much to put in the bath, and I would think this, you know, you might have to play with it some, because this infection is not exactly yeast and it's not exactly bacteria, it is a fungal, and so that's kind of like the two infections together to create a fungal, so it's not really bacteria and it's not really yeast, it's both. So you might have to play with the Epsom salt a little, and play with the potassium iodide a little to see which is enough. Because everybody's a little different, you know, so they might have to play with how much they put in their bath to see which one works the best for them. And the honey. You can rub the honey on your skin too. It would be sticky, but believe it, I can, like with me, I'll put my hair up and I'll rub it all over my face and neck and then get in the shower.
You brought to my attention that honey is an antibiotic, a natural.
It's a natural antibiotic, yes it is. And it will cure Staphylococcus infection. Which it'll clear up MRSA. I made a cream. Take the petroleum jelly and mix it with camphor oil. So you can also take, because vapor rub can be kind of expensive. If you're buying it in little jars, it can get expensive, and sometimes it's not the camphor oil they'll substitute. So you don't want to do that. You can put the petroleum jelly, and you mix it with the camphor oil. And camphor oil, you can get camphor oil on Amazon. You can get it from different places that sell essential oils online. But get that essential oil, and you cannot use it straight. You've got to mix it with a carrier oil. So the way I make mine is that I take the petroleum jelly, grit this oil. You mix it together really good, and that's 1/4 cup of vapor rub. So you're saving a lot of money if you make it yourself. So you can get the, you would need the camphor oil and the eucalyptus oil and petroleum jelly, and you can get petroleum jelly dirt cheap in the dollar store. So you can make this really cheap, and you can make a big tub of it so you can rub your whole body down after you get out the bath. But now, if you're using the bath treatment, the 7-day bath treatment, I don't know if you'd want to put the vapor rub on your skin after that or not, because your body, the skin is going to peel. You're going to peel that infection right off. And it's going to look like a sunburn coming off. That's the one way that, in fact, it is the only way that anybody can get rid of this infection on their skin and out of their body. And doing that soak, Epsom salt, as people have known over the years, that's an old treatment. But it's the best way to get any kind of bad, anything out of your body. But that cool thing though, the borax, the 2018 borax, that kills parasites. I know they used to use it to kill hookworm, out on like on people's farms around their houses and things like that, because hookworms in the soap used to be really bad, and I'm sure they probably still are. It's just that medical professionals now do not want to treat people or anything like that, because of course worms that we are in contact with food and on the ground, it causes cancer. So they'd rather treat you for the cancer than to treat you for any kind of parasite. So you're better off to treat with this, soak in it, and let the parasites come in after, because of course the Epsom salt, it has magnesium. It is a magnesium product, so that's going to make you go to the bathroom. And the borax is going to kill parasites that are either on your skin or in your body. So it's a perfect bath. And then the potassium iodide fights the radiation. So if you did that for 7 days, you would be well. You would be well every day for 7 days. And then if you start feeling symptoms again, you just do it again every day, 7 days, and take that soak. That's the only thing that anybody has ever said that worked and they got well from this targeting. But my friend that gives out this information, he said he had a friend that died from this infection, and I know that's true, because when I went to the doctor and I kept explaining that I had some kind of infection, they wouldn't even treat me for infection. They were gonna let me die from infection. So because I found this guy that gave us this information, he basically saved my life. Because I remembered when he said the potassium iodide, oh yes, I took that when I was a child. And then with all the other information that he gave, I know that it worked. If you want to live, you need to, if you're a targeted individual and you want to live, you need to follow this procedure that he said to do, and I'm giving him all the credit about the bath.
Now, Charlene, I think you've covered it pretty much on what people need to do. Simple solutions, we're putting them up in writing. can have them up with these shows. I'll have this show up maybe today, and with the links in the other show. But I think you've covered pretty much the basis of what they need to do. So it's potassium iodine, the honey, carnivora. Now that redoes your skin tissue, folks. It cleans you completely up. I mean, it's miraculous what it's done for other people and what it's done to me. Now it healed me of my psoriasis, they call it. The doctors call it psoriasis. About the time I had the heart attacks, I had to have a stent back in 2019. Psoriasis was popping up. Vitamin D deficiency. Well, it didn't turn out to be the vitamin D deficiency. It turned out to be a fungi from being electrocuted, being Satan's antenna. So I've come to realize this carnivora, Charlene, turned me on to. Other people made recommendations. It's unbelievable what it's been doing to my body and changing my skin. I don't have skin falling off. The way it's done, guys, is it from Satan to the internet. From all this electricity, seeing that. And now they've gone to 6G and they're going to 20 on the towers they could. They've got everything in place. They're electrocuting everybody. I've tried to do this show intentionally for people to understand, because I'm telling you what, you better recognize what you're up against, because your soul gets time. 2025, the big fireball comes in, kaboom, the end of planet Earth. Is that how it happens? Well, the Bible seems to say that, but the Christians out here, go ahead, Shirley.
I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off. One more thing. I went and got my tragus pierced. Which is a little flap on the front of your ear, because they said that, it will help with blood circulation. And I have a disability where when I was born, I had three blood vessels, the big vessels, I was born with them perfect, but as I grew, they did not grow. They did not grow, and so I had seizures, and it affected my eyes. Well, because of those blood vessels being too small, I can't get the blood flow. So I did that, and I believe it's helping, but also I found that there is a multi-purpose solution. And it's for contact lenses, but it's a multi-purpose solution. So the girl told me, she said, after you get your ears pierced, she said, I want you to use contact lens solution. It's a multi-purpose solution, and you put it on your piercing for it to heal up. Well, I went and I looked at it, and it has boric acid in it. I said, wow, that's wonderful. Now, they used to have boric acid eye wash for people. If they got something in their eyes, they would use a boric acid eye wash to wash out whatever was in your eye. But also, it helped with eye infection, and it would help with ear infection. Well, the bath calls for the 20-mutein boric acid. And another thing, you should be taking boron tablets to help kill this infection, because the boron kills the infection. So you can get boron tablets, or you can take a little tiny pinch of the 20-mutein and put it in your tea, put it in water. It's just much better if you put it like in a juice, but just a tiny little pinch every day will kill this infection. So what the girl told me about the multi-purpose solution, I went straight to Walmart, and I was looking, and I said, oh, this is what she's talking about. It's Equate, and you get it in a two-pack, and it's a great big bottle. It's two 12-ounce bottles for like $6, a little over $6. And so I grabbed it up, and I said, oh, this is wonderful. So because it is for your contact lenses, you can put it in your eyes. And because it's used for ear piercings, you can irrigate your ears which I know they do hear them. I know they do. And because it has been proven that it is not a mental health problem, it is a targeted problem. These people have been targeted, and they're hearing all of this because they have the infection. They have the infection on their skin and their ears, and they target their ears really bad so that they will make them hear voices. They want these people to believe that they're crazy. The best thing that they could ever do is irrigate their ears with the solution, with the contact lens solution, with the borax in it, because it'll kill the infection that gets deep down in their ears. But the honey will kill the infection too. So if you take a little honey and you mix it in with the contact lens solution, you would have something really good to kill that infection. Or you can mix it with a little baby oil if you're hurting really, really bad. But I use this every day in my ears because I got that infection in my ears when I was a child. And I remember hearing, it sounded like radios playing in my ears. It sounded like a couple of TVs going at one time. It would get loud, and then the volume would go down. Well, they were messing with me when I was a child. They were growing this infection. And so once that infection gets really, really bad, it'll sound like somebody talking right in your ear. But so I'm glad I knew I experienced this as a child, because now I know what they were doing to me. And not only that, I have a solution here to fix the problem. So thank God I was never diagnosed as schizophrenia, because it would only happen when I'd go to visit with my father. And so I was targeted there really bad. And I remember telling my daddy, I said, "Daddy, I'm hearing, it sounds like radios playing and TVs playing and a bunch of people talking on the phone at one time." And I said, "Why is this happening at your house?" So my father left right then, and he went across the yard to talk to his mother, my grandmother, and he told her what was happening. And he comes back and he said, "Your grandmother said you're sleeping. You're tired. You need rest. And I'm going to put you to bed." He said, "Put that child to bed. She's tired." Well, he put me to bed, but it didn't help. And no matter how long I lay there, I couldn't sleep. And it just got worse, you know, because I was there at his house, and they were targeting me really bad. So thank God I was never diagnosed with something, a terrible diagnosis, because I knew that something was wrong there. Something was wrong. I went back to my mother's house. It didn't happen. I didn't hear anything. Everything was great. So this is targeting. It's what they do to people that they don't like. And they were doing this to me as a child. So, you know, they didn't like my family. We were targeted. So if I had had this solution as a child, then, you know, it probably would have cleared up the infection that they caused to grow in my ear, or both ears. And, you know, but right now, my ears pop and crack, and they hurt. And so when that happens, I know that this infection is growing back in my ears, and I need to irrigate my ears with the solution.
And this infection is because of Satan's antenna, you being one, correct?
That's
so
right.
You're not allowing Satan to do this any longer. You figured out the solution.
That's right. Boric acid will kill this infection. And then they have taken the eye wash, and they've replaced it with just sterile water. They don't want people to have this boric acid anymore, but it's got to be in the contact lens solution. So this is the only way you can buy it off the shelf in a solution is only through the contact lens solution. And see, this is what they make Play-Doh with too. So now, it used to be that you take a little bit of boron, the borax, and you put it in flour and color, and you make your Play-Doh for children to play with. But now we've got to use contact lens solution to actually get the right amount that you used to be able to use eyewash and different things. They used to have a borax solution. But see, now you've got to buy it as an all-purpose solution for soft contact lenses. That's the only way you can buy it in this solution now. And so that really sucks, but at least we found a way to get the borax. So we can wash it. When I go to the shower, I wash my eyes and ears out with this solution. And that's the only thing that's keeping me from getting really bad ear infections and eye infections at this point.
So this is the cure. You've described all the stuff that's being targeted, what it does to you, all this radiation that we are all suffering here on the planet. And if you're not carrying a cell phone or anything else, somebody else is next to you. Okay? Now, Charlene, you know as well as I do, we're down to the last of the battle. Now, you're familiar with some scriptures pertaining to prayer that people can do to pray against the enemy and to help defeat them. You want to come into that area?
The Lord's Prayer is the best prayer. And Jesus teaches us whenever we pray to my Father in heaven. So you start your prayer, my Father in heaven. And then you say your
not
prayer.
Not to Satan down here on the planet. That's in control of everything. That's bringing about his new world order, the end of humanity. Go ahead.
Right. Well, Jesus teaches us to address our Father in heaven, because if you pray God, Satan claims in the Old Testament that he is God. So people were so confused before Jesus, because if you read in the Bible, they'll say, oh, it's the God of Abraham, it's the God of David, it's the God of all these different, because they didn't know who to address until Jesus came and said, you pray to our Father in heaven. He taught us how to pray. So without our Savior, we didn't know who God was, because the devil claimed that he was God. So, and the Catholics right now would know that at one time, there is a Bible verse claiming that the person speaking was God, but it was the devil. So, and it's really bad. I can send you a video of them doing that. They were basically taking Satan as their God. So
they have recently to the head of the Popemon, I call him Popemon, the Popemon, okay, the little artificial Popemon, he's over in Israel here within this past year declaring that we should have one world religion, quote unquote. Excuse me, who the hell are you to tell anybody, especially the Catholic people, that one world religion is a good thing? Popemon. I'd ask everybody to pray against Popemon, okay? Ask God to take him and to drive him to salvation or destroy him.
Satan claims that he pronounced himself as God in the Old Testament, and he will do it again. The Revelations claims that he will come back through this Antichrist, and he will proclaim that he is God, and people are going to follow him. So, the Bible explains that you can't be deceived.
Now, you aren't deceived, but let's tell the people how to pray. What's it say to get your prayers answered? One, you got to forgive your enemies, right? You have any enemies?
No, you don't have to forgive your enemies at all.
Tell them.
Not at all. No, you don't forgive them. In fact, you can forgive them, but don't forgive. You're not ever supposed to forget what they did to you and keep going back and letting them hurt you over and over again. You're supposed to get your heart right with God and pray so that you can forgive them to a certain extent, but you can't forgive them completely, because if so, you keep going back for more. Yeah. So you've got to ask God to help you. You got to ask God to help you forgive that person so that you can move on with your life. But don't go back and keep getting hurt.
God will tell you, if you turn over to what they have done to you, your enemy, to God, He will deal with them, won't He?
Right. God says, vengeance is mine. Vengeance is mine. And so you don't go and try to fight back. You let God deal with it. You pray. You pray and you take it to the cross and you leave it there. And when you do, you leave it there and don't pick it up again. Because once you leave it at the cross, God's going to deal with the people who have done you wrong.
There you go. Now that's part of the cleanup process we need to go through right now to save our souls, because we're down to the final battle. I used to never believe Thessalonians would happen, but it's getting ready to happen. Something is. It's going to be big. All in this next 6 months, between credit debit, the ones that have received the shot, which the VAX has the chip in it, is that the chip. Your chip. You can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast. It's there. It's in 9 million people on the planet, folks. 6 million have taken the shot. Now, I know a lot of patriots, a lot of people, a lot of Christian-fearing people that took that shot in the beginning because they were working for somebody in a hospital. They were a nurse. They were different ones in different positions in hospitals. They had to take it, or they don't keep their job. They thought it was safe. They did not know there was a chip inside of it over 2 years ago when this propaganda by Satan started using your government and government officials. Government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. When people realize that, there won't be this current government in power. It will be removed and put in the trees, probably for treason and sedition and cherry trees in Washington, if that day ever could happen. But I believe we are past that. The demonic power that they have is so fierce, it nearly killed me, folks. Okay? I'm just telling you. This is the closest, next to anthrax, for me. Car crashes, rollovers, attempted murders. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of Satan. Now, I know where we're at, and I know what God's told me to do, and this is what I'm going to be harping on about you being a antenna for Satan, because whether you've taken the shot or not, and many believers did, forced to because of being patients and being in kidney dialysis and all kinds of other stuff we're forced to in the beginning. That doesn't make any difference. That doesn't mean Satan controls you, even though they've got the chip inside of you. He doesn't control your mind. He doesn't make the decision for you that you're going to go serve him. Okay? That's up to you. So you got two forms of protection right now. One is Jesus Christ, and that's it. The second half of it is to be smart enough to remove what Satan has done to your body and is doing it now. Radiation poisoning, 6G, cooking you like a mother, and she has told you what to take. I've told you. I'm going to repeat it. You can find Lugol's, LUGOLS, on Walmart. reasonable. Potassium iodide. You take it daily, it will help the radiation and to salvage my rear end. Now, the other part is I'm convinced this carnivora is a miracle worker. It got rid of my skin falling off my body. That was partially radiation. The other part was probably alcohol because I've been under so much pressure over the past 2 years with what Gov has done to me and other events, including my father's death. And what went on there was bizarre. But let me tell you, folks, we're to the wire. And you better protect yourself. You better do what she says besides the potassium iodine. Do the salt treatments and baths and the borax. And wash your clothes with that because it reported that borax supposedly kills electricity in your clothing. Whether they've gone that far and with the fibers they have in the clothing today, I don't doubt it. Because they wanted you to be an antenna so Satan and them could reach out and electrocute your ass. That's what this all comes down to at this point. They control the weather. They screw up. They spray metals in the air. Chemtrails. Go to Dane Wigginton's site. Geoengineering.com. I'm going to put a banner up for him. Go there and look at what they're doing. There's only two mainstream media that I've been monitoring that's even telling the truth. One is Eric Bowens with Newsmax in the evenings, and also Jesse Walters on Fox News. Once in a while, I've heard Tucker Carlson will blurb something out, but he isn't doing what these other two are doing. They're speaking out. These are the only two mainstream media there is. There's all this alternative out there. And there's great stuff. And I've been posting the best I can do on my site. And we'll continue doing so for those that are really speaking the truth. But we're down to the wire and we need to quit listening to all this other bullshit everybody's telling you because they sound good. You know, too many of them I call them patriots for profit. Patriots for profit is what they are. And they're copycatting stuff off of my website. They copycat off of other people. And they'll blast it out and run with it as though it was theirs. Well, that's great that they're repeating it. But by the time it gets repeated, it's twisted. Then you have all the alternative jackasses in America, like Alex Jones and others that work for the government and the Mossad, who put out disinformation, who killed Sandy Hook, which was a hoax, it was a drill, Jim Fetzer proved it. I mean, we got all these liars out there, and they promote this crap, and they tell half-truths and half-lies. And Alex Jones, if I had an attorney that had the balls to sue him, I could sue him for billions of dollars in damages that he did to me with that little FBI troll, Ted Gunderson, which is still out there floating around the internet. And you've seen some of the crap that's out there on me, Charlene, because I've had such blockage had to be done to my website with government that it even had to block Google because they were being used by the government to do cyber attacks against my website and trackbacks. You come to my website, it's clean. It loads in 15 to 20 seconds. That's a fast site. That means there's no trackbacks. If you look at one of the latest posts I put up on Breaking News, this is Israel. No, trackbacks are not allowed here. Click on that and take a look at them. That's Israel Mossad trying to do a trackback on a link on my website. I blocked them. It means they can't do any trackbacks. And that's what's great about my website. It's nice and clean. I'm not listed up there on Google. You have to dig deep to find me. Because I'm not in those search engines. Because they're being used to target websites. To be used to intentionally plant code to try to do trackbacks, do code inside your site where links don't work. I'm telling you, I've become an expert at it. My site's clean. Now, there's some VPNs out there, I understand, that are blocked, virtual private networks. And it's because they were using those to come in and do PHP codes, trackbacks, and everything else, and I had to block them. Not knowing that A lot of this is what the public uses today. So I'm hoping to get those unblocked, the major networks, because it doesn't make any difference because they're basically shut down on my website. And I need to post 7 years of proof and evidence where people can see it. But I can post it up with the software I have that shows you 50,000 hits a month. Right now, this past month, were cyber attacks that are already blocked. It took me 7 years to block all this, folks. It was a lot of work. I got it done. So from this point on, I want people to start listening to what Charlene has to say. There's going to be others like her who explain to you what we are being, what is being done. We are being hit with 6G. It's a military type of weapon. It's copper shooting the copper in your body. There's no stopping it. Get all the Faraday shield material in the world and all the other and hide underneath the stuff. It's not going to help you.
Right. They're using everything that our body uses. So that's iron and copper and water and salts. And I mean, we can't help but have water in our body. We can't help but have air enzymes. And it's using everything that our body uses. So it's even better at growing this infection. There's another thing I wanted to say, Stu. With spirulina that I told you about and you took, that spirulina will help people if they are alcoholics, because it will help the fatty liver disease that alcoholics get. And so if you want to heal from anything, the spirulina works as stem cell rejuvenation. So it takes your own stem cell and it goes down to the cellular level and it repairs it. It repairs your own stem cell. They call it stem cell therapy, but it is stem cell therapy for your own adult stem cells.
Now, I've been taking it. You turned me on to it. I found it at Walmart in Kansas City a few months back, started taking it, and it really helped, and it brought black spots up to my skin for 2-3 months. I'd peel them off a week later, and it'd heal up, but it was crap that was in my body from previous attacks, such as anthrax attacks, sprayed with a biochemical agent when I was in Springfield by the feds, etc., as a political prisoner. Other people reported same problem they were having as I was having. But it removed that. I don't have that anymore. It removed a lot of junk in my body. That was another thing that I forgot to mention.
It also was used.
It's only $6-7 a bottle, folks. It lasts you 60 days.
Yep, spirulina was used for the children of Chernobyl in the 80s when they got radiated. And after they took it for 45 days, 90% of the radiation was gone out of their body.
Remember, so for you that don't know about Chernobyl, it was a radiation power plant that blew up. Go ahead. And by the way, they encased it in concrete. Now, my dad was a nuclear expert. He never told me anything, but I asked him one time, I said, Chernobyl, where they have the power plant going off still in Japan, contaminate the Pacific Ocean, which is all intentional, what do they need to do? He said they need to encase it in concrete. He was an expert in his field. Encase it in concrete. It will solve the problem. The question for me to the country, Japan, and world leaders, and everybody is concerned about the environment with all the fish that have died, all the radiation that is in the Pacific Ocean, and they can see holes in satellites right to the bottom of the floor now. Why is it that they're allowing Chernobyl to continue to dump radiation on the population of the world? Why are we allowing it to be done? All they have to do is encase Chernobyl in concrete, and the problem is resolved like it was in Chernobyl.
I think you're talking about Japan, Fukushima.
Yes.
Well, that's still leaking, yeah.
And that's all it takes. And believe me, all it takes is concrete. Dump concrete all over the whole place. Encase it. Period. Why aren't they doing that? Because Satan's out to destroy the world. He controls the leaders of the world. 200,000 fallen angels are registered with the National Security Agency. This is top secret shit. Has been since 1954, the 2012 alien agreement, which has been extended. The alien agreement, the aliens are the fallen angels. And there's 200,000 of them registered with the NSA. And they cloned 10 million people in Hope, Arkansas since 1948, bringing the Nazi scientists over here. That Satan infiltrated the German government and Adolf Hitler. And he made the first flying saucers and the first anti-gravity. And they did space-time. And they were doing cloning and the whole bit. They brought those German scientists over here in Hope, Arkansas. They made an underground base where they cloned 10 million people. 10 million people. Otis told me he thought it was more like 20 to 30 million. They had lied. They don't have a soul. They look human. They act human. They talk human the whole bit. But they don't have a soul. What has Satan tried to do? He tried to recreate the human race. And Charlene brought this to my attention this past month of all the cloning. It started breaking out all over the place and started coming out everywhere in December. I have a ton of links up there about cloning. They've hit a military, hit one of the cloning bases in Missouri. That was real. They're cloning humans. Disney admitted to cloning humans. Part of the actresses and actresses are cloned. What are we living in? Kind of zoo world where they can target you and control you through electronics because of what they spray in your air that you breathe in and you are electrocuted with computers and with cell phones and all the other. And then they crank up a new 6G military style, governmental style weapon against us to kill us. What are they trying to do? How many people are going to be left on this planet 2 years from now? Think about it, folks. Think about it. 6 billion people took the shot. They got an average life expectancy from about 2 to 3 years after they take the shot. Now, it's been a couple of years ago when all these people got the shots. They're dying like flies. The numbers are increasing every place across the whole planet right now. And remember, Daddy Bush and his hospitals, he took over with Jeb Bush and Daddy Bush and hospital supply materials and hospitals, along with Leonard Millman, Larry Mizell in Denver, the fallen angel possessed. What did they do? They were to deal with the government. For everybody we declare that's died of COVID, we get $30,000. Okay. They got a racket going on. They're always covering their back. Every angle Satan has, he's controlling you. The question is, do you want him to continue to control you, or are you time to take it back to your own self? Because you don't have any time. In the next 6 months, it's going to be so severe for the people on the planet. Pity everybody. You got any words, Charlene?
Well, the only thing that I could add to that is that when you go to the doctor, if you cannot get treatment for infection, then try natural things, because say if you've got MRSA or if you've got Staphylococcus or infection or whatever, the honey will take care of that. Now, years ago, I have done research on this honey, and so you can get regular honey, or you get a special kind that just to fight infection. But this honey that you just get natural out of your grocery store is what I've been using, and it works. So regular honey.
I've been using it too. I've been using her formula.
Right. Well, years ago, I found out that years ago, that after people had surgery, they used honey on their gauze to make sure that they didn't get an infection. ones that have snake venom and spider venom in them. It's horrible. And I'm so glad I got off of the blood pressure medicine because it had that in it. It had snake venom in it. It caused me to cough and cough and cough. It was terrible. But the more I did research on the medicines, that I got to where I was thankful. I was thankful that every time I went to the doctor, they would run my medical cards, and because I am a targeted individual, they would run my medical cards, and I would go sit down and wait to see the doctor. And before I could see the doctor, the police were coming in to question me. And their questions were, do you feel suicidal? Do you feel like you want to hurt yourself or anyone else? And so I would have to get up and leave because I was not going to answer their mental health questions. And this is what my doctor, this is what my neurologist told me to do. He said, if you are ever questioned mental health questions, get up and leave. So I thought about it. I'm wasting time. I'm wasting my money. I'm wasting gas to go to these appointments, and I can't get medical treatment. So even if I did get back to see the doctor was trying to give me mental health drugs for something that I didn't have. And this is what happens when people get lied on. The people in their community will tell lies on them to the point where the police are aware that you've got some kind of problem. But even though you're in your home and you're not bothering anybody, you don't even know what they're telling. And then the next thing you know, if you need to go to the doctor, the police are called on you. And they've got it in your medical record that you are a dangerous mental health patient. And how did they come up with this? And it's from a lie that somebody told on you in your community, and you don't even know. You don't even know what's going on. So I had to learn how to take care of infections on my own, and doing research to find out what works. What can I do? Because I'm sick and I'm going to die. These doctors are going to let me die from infection. They know I'm sick. They know I've got infection, and they're going to let me die because of the lies that have been told. And they put it in my medical record. So this is what's so scary, and it can happen to anybody. It can happen to anybody. So the best thing that anybody can do is to go get an MRI and prove that your brain is normal. Now, when you do that, it holds up in these courts. So if you ever had to go to court for anything, you can pull out your medical MRI proving that your brain is normal. If you prove your brain is normal with medical proof in an MRI, then they cannot say that your brain is damaged and that you have a mental problem. When the gray and white matter show up in your MRI and it is normal, then that means you do not have a mental illness. It will hold up in court. It will hold up if you got to go to the doctor, anything. And so with that is medical proof that your brain is not damaged. That is medical proof that the gray and white matter in your brain, in your frontal lobe, is normal, and you do not have a mental illness. Now, if you did have a mental illness, normally it would come from taking their psychiatric drugs, and also drinking alcohol can cause it. Doing like LSD and things like that it can cause the gray and white matter to not show up correctly, and they would say, oh, you probably have a mental illness. But don't do those things, and you get the MRI of it, because I made sure I got one. A letter of discharge. I made them write me a letter of discharge. My mother had me in mental health as a child, and because I had been through so much. Well, you go to them to get help, and once you get help and you're cured, then the next thing you know, they'll use it against you. So you've got to get a letter of discharge. So with your letter of discharge and your MRI proving that your brain is normal, they can't, the courts can't point the finger and say you're crazy. And the police can't point the finger and say you're crazy. And you go to the doctor with your proof that you're not crazy, that you got all your crazy papers, and your crazy papers say that you're not crazy, then they will have to give you medical treatment. So that's one way. But in my case, my neurologist told me, he said, if they do that to you, get up and walk out. He said that is the best way for you. He said because of the lies that have been told on you, he said that's the best way. So that's what I have to do. As a targeted individual, I cannot get medical treatment. But that's one way to fight it. Prove that your brain is normal and get you a discharge letter from any kind of psychiatrist or mental health. Get away from it, because you don't need them. If you have Jesus in your life, then you pray to your Father in heaven. You do not need their psychiatric drugs.
No. Charlene, I think you've covered all the bases. We're over an hour on this program, and you've covered all the bases, but we're going to condense it down as we release the information over this next week to be on stuweb.com, underneath this talk show, underneath the previous talk show, including the breaking news column, where the general public starts picking up on what we're trying to tell them to do. You want to walk around being Satan's antenna? I don't, and I don't intend on being. You want to close this out? Any last words?
Would you like to end in prayer, Stu?
Sure, go ahead. Pray for everybody.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in heaven and earth. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, and deliver us from evil. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Charlene, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on, Stu.
Hold on a second. Let me kill the recording. Have a good one, folks. It's Stu Weber, StuWeb.com.